Protests in St. Louis over the not guilty verdict in the Jason Stockley trial have dwindled in recent weeks. Stockley was acquitted of first-degree murder in the 2011 shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith. But as demonstrations fade, many feel the fight is not yet over. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold spoke with some who want to connect protests in the street with a new wave of civic activism.
Several weeks ago, activist and organizer Tori Russell led a march downtown, chanting in a decidedly optimistic tone.
They know that we will win!
They know that we will win!
Russell says protesters aren't responsible for drafting policy or identifying how the regional justice system needs to change. The Ferguson Commission report already tried that.
It's not our job to craft policy. 3 years ago, we crafted policy, nothing happened. And so we want the politicians to create the policy. We'll say if it's good or bad or not.
Beyond hiring noted reformer Judge Jimmy Edwards as St. Louis Public Safety Director, the city has offered little to no concessions to protesters. So some community leaders are stepping in to create pathways for citizens to get involved in institutions that affect many lives. When the Jason Stockley trial verdict was announced, the Deaconess Foundation also announced a $100,000 grant to tackle just one recommendation made by the Ferguson Commission. After Michael Brown's death in 2014, the commission recommended sweeping changes in the justice system. Reverend Starsky Wilson heads the organization and says providing resources for grassroots organizers works in two ways.
So some of this is to put some support directly in that work, and some of it's also to shine a light on the fact that it's underfunded, so other people need to put money into that work.
For Wilson, providing localized grassroots funding could drive major social change.
Then the more you invest in the people and their voice, the more you invest in democratic reforms, the more you invest in civic engagement, the more equitable society you'll get.
The Neighborhood Leadership Fellows Program was founded on similar beliefs. The program aims to help people run for local office or join boards and commissions on a regional or statewide level. Community development specialist Claire Wolf says empowering community leadership is the way to change political, regulatory, and legal institutions from within.
Our theory of change is that by putting people who live in these communities, who care about these communities, in positions of power, the decisions made on behalf of these communities will ultimately benefit these communities in a significant way and will change the long-term outcomes of North St. Louis region.
Dwayne James oversees the leadership program and wants to lay the groundwork to combat regional inequity well into the future. James says putting community leaders in positions of power will help correct bad policy going forward.
There's basically decisions that were made 15, 20, 25 years ago that are just now hitting us, that are just now basically affecting my lifespan, the lifespan of my family, and the work that we're doing today is not going to fix my generation. It's going to fix the generations in the future.
The Deaconess Foundation will soon review grant proposals. The Neighborhood Leadership Program will get underway this January. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.